Something. Sorry, we haven't got the verse up, but we didn't choose one. So, reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 1, Text 2. Yadoscha dharmasyasya viparam munisattama tatram senavatinas mirasya vishnu dhyani samshanah. Translation by Srila Prabhupada. O best of monies, you have also described the descendants of Yadu, who are very pious and strictly adherent to religious principles. Now, if you will kindly describe the wonderful glorious activities of Lord Vishnu or Krishna, who appeared in that Yadu dynasty with Baladev, his linear expansion. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
So excuse me for doing it around the wrong way. That's generally the story of my life. Purport. The Brahma Samhita explains that Krishna is the origin of Vishnu Tattva. Isvara Paramaha Krishna Satchit Ananda Vigraha Anadi Adi Govinda Sarva Karana Karanam. Krishna, who is known as Govinda, is the supreme controller. He has an eternal, blissful, spiritual body. He is the origin of all. He has no other origin, for he is the prime cause of all causes. Yashaika Nishvashita Kala Matavalambya Jivanti Loma Vilajaja Garandanata Vishnu Mahamsa Iyasya Kala Visheshu Govinda Maripurusham Tamahambhajami. The Brahmas, the heads of the innumerable universes, live only for the duration of one breath of Mahavishnu. We worship Govinda, the original Lord, of whom Mahavishnu is but a portion of a plenary portion. Govinda, Krishna, is the original personality of Godhead. Krishna is too Bhagavan Swayam. Even Lord Mahavishnu, who by his breathing creates many millions upon millions of universes, is Lord Krishna's Kala Vishesh, or plenary portion of a plenary portion. Mahavishnu is a plenary expansion of Sankarshan, who is a plenary expansion of Narayan. Narayan is a plenary expansion of the Chatavyuha. The Chatavyuha are plenary expansions of Baladev, the first manifestation of Krishna. Therefore, when Krishna appeared with Baladev, all the Vishnu Tattvas appeared with him. Maharaj Pariksit requested Shukadev Goswami to describe Krishna and his glorious activities. Another meaning may be derived from this verse as follows. Shukadev Goswami was the greatest muni. He could describe Krishna only partially, angshena. For no one can describe Krishna fully. It is said that Anantadev has thousands of heads, but although he tries to describe Krishna with thousands of tongues, his descriptions are still incomplete. The best of munis, you have also described the descendants of Yadu, who were very pious and strictly adherent to religious principles. Now, if you will, kindly describe the wonderful glories, the wonderful glorious activities of Lord Vishnu or Krishna who appeared in that Yadu dynasty with Baladev, his plenary expansion. And again, Timhanisha, Vinanjana Sharakara, Chakshu, Muritantini, Tasmai Sri Gurudev. He's done born in the darkness of the hills, my spiritual master, open my eyes, the torchlight of knowledge. My spiritual master is attentive. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasaya Bhutta Vasya Shivaya Swamiti. Hare Krishna on this wonderful day, everybody. Hare Krishna to you. I thought that I was going to be told the verse, but stupidly didn't bother to inquire. I just thought, I'll be told that. So, and then, dear Jani Taipabosa this morning, which verse you're doing, and I wasn't sure, but I looked through very quickly and I saw the word kindly, so I thought this fits in with how I'm feeling at the moment. Not that I'm feeling kindly, but I was thinking about kindness the last few days, so I'm going to talk about that and about the kindness of Krishna, the kindness of the devotees, and the kindness of humankind. Humankind, that's a good one. Didn't think of that before, but anyway.
Hopefully, I'll be able to
say something. So, from time immemorial, this whole cosmic manifestation has been manifest for us out of kindness, because we were misusers of our intelligence and our freedom and our independence. And so Krishna again has had to come only 5,000 years ago himself personally. It's like when you think, he sent so many of his avatars to remind us. And then, it's like when a kid's naughty and then someone says, all right, I'm going to tell Dad, or I'm going to tell Mum. And, the matriarch or the patriarch has to personally come to deal with us. So Krishna heard from on the grapevine that we're still struggling away here. So 5,000 years ago, he came personally himself, and then followed shortly after by one of his plenary expansions, Lord Buddha, and then as Radha and Krishna himself in his most kindness expansion as Lord Chaitanya. So Krishna doesn't come, he comes for three reasons, and it's always the same. Give the nonsense is a slap, encourage the devotees, and re-establish principles of spirituality. So even way back when he expanded himself as Matsya, he responded very nicely to his devotees' goodness. It was, is it Satyavrat? King Satyavrat was doing his morning prayers and down by, I don't know if it was the Ganga, but by the river or maybe the ocean, and a little beautiful little fish came into his hand. By surprise, he looked and thought, what is this? This is such a beautiful little fish. And so he got attracted to that fish, took the fish home, put it into a big bowl, and very quickly it outgrew the bowl, and so on and so forth. So he had to transfer it to a lake, and outgrew the lake, and they somehow managed to get the lake into a bigger lake and into a river. Eventually it outgrew the river, and somehow they helped it transfer into the ocean. Then Lord Vishnu revealed himself and said kindly, there's going to be some big trouble coming up. There may be trouble ahead, and there was. Because, Hayagriva? Who swallowed the Vedas at that time? So there was some naughty demon swallowed the Vedas because when you're desperate, it's like you want to hide something from the customs or something, you might, or the answers to the questions in examination and the teacher's coming. So the desperation, you swallow it. So he must have been pretty desperate. He swallowed the Vedas and he hid beneath the ocean. So Lord Vishnu, in the form of Matsya, said, please gather together all the great sages, all the animals, and please create this ark. And I will, don't worry, I'll pull you through the waters of devastation, because it's going to be a hot town, low town tonight. And so what happened? He dived beneath the ocean to fight with higher grief, and the tumult that was created by the fighting below the surface of the ocean created these waves thousands of feet high, and nothing could withstand it, except, of course, when he finished, he came quickly to the surface, and with a golden horn on his nose, like a narwhal, he pulled Vasuki, this the divine snake, tied himself to that, and tied himself to the ark, and the Lord kindly brought him to safety. So he got the Vedas, he saved the Vedas from destruction, and he also saved the saintly kings and the saintly the saints, the munis, the rishis, and the animals from that. So, and then, so that kindness continued on in the form, what was next? Was it Varaha? No, Kurma. Kurma came next. Again, the same thing. There's trouble on the horizon. The demigods are having a punch up. Because there was a song by the Beach Boys in the 60s that probably never even old enough to hear the Beach Boys. God only knows what I'd do without you. You've heard of that song, haven't you? So that's the Beach Boys. So the Beach Boys had an album called Heroes and Villains. And that's all it ever is, isn't it? The demigods and the Asuras. They're always battling it out. And of course, we have our own demons and villains within the same heart battling out for supremacy in life. So again, Vishnu came and said, I'll appear as Kurumadev, use my back to churn the ocean nectar, but be careful. He kindly told the because he could have told the demons, but he didn't. He said to those people who want, because they want the Lord, they want him, they may have some mode of goodness covering, but they want Krishna, they love him, they love Vishnu. So again he said, please, when the ocean is churned, don't look, don't get attracted, because some nice stuff is going to come out, as well as some heavy stuff is going to come out, some nice stuff is going to come out, including Mohini Murti. And of course that was the way in which the demons weren't told that. And when the pot of nectar came, she came, they were all amazingly attracted. And again, as a result of that, the demigods got the nectar, and the demons didn't, and they were able to re-establish themselves. And so when Varaha Dev came, the boar, and he fought the brother of Hiranyakashipu, Hiranyaksha, and again, picked up the earth, kindly picked up the earth. Because I'm thinking like, he's so great, he did this and he did that, yeah, and we know that. But what is it that why does Krishna come out of compassion and kindness? And this kindness is just like such an irresistible thing, because when we see it, when we manifest it ourselves, it's people see these small things and remember these small things. I know personally myself, when someone does one small kindness to me, I can't forget it. I just can't forget it. And that person, I never forget them. I mean, I might forget the name of the person after a while, many years, because people come and go. You see people here for a few years and then they move on to other things, or maybe they even leave, but you can't forget that small kindness. It's very touching. So we mustn't ever forget Krishna, because Krishna's kindness is non-stop. And Krishna's kindness is ongoing. I might do something nice for you once. And maybe that's all I can manage. And that might be enough, because your heart's so soft to remember that kindness and bear me in your prayers when I'm, falling down or doing some nonsense. But Krishna's kindness, Krishna's expanded not only in the avatar, but also into every atom, into every person's heart, waiting, exhibiting all the great qualities of tolerance, and just putting up with it and up with it, just giving it another chance, another chance, another chance. So Krishna coming today, himself, the avatari, the one who sent all the avatars after Vrahadev, Vrishadev, who, even though certainly Prahlad Maharaj deserved it, but how kind was he to do all that and then continue on in his service. He didn't say, I'm only going to protect Prahlad Maharaj. He comes and protects us. When we've been under attack in the West End, sometimes on Harinam, I remember years ago, suddenly, Hare Krishna, Nishanadev! And then all of a sudden, what looked impossible, looked like we were all going to get killed, just turned into another festival. Sachimata remembers that one. And it was her and Grungy at the back with screaming, Nishanadev! As we were fighting. And another time when Shivaram Swami, the next week, I think, we were going for a bad period that week. It must have been some heavy stars going on. And he got walloped on the head. He was fighting off all the football guys, there was 200 or 300 of them. And he's pushing them all back, and he got all the ladies behind, and then some demon threw a bottle, and he really whacked him on the head. I wasn't there, fortunately, because I think I might have murdered someone that day. Anyway, he bounced off his head really hard, and there was the devotees just chanting, Namaste, Namaste. And some devotees did get, unfortunately, a little hurt, but nothing that was too serious. And then Keshava Bharati Maharaj, I overheard him speaking to someone else and said that he asked Shivaram Maharaj, why are you laughing? When all this has gone on, why are you smiling? He said, I finally got Lord Nityananda's mercy. And that's the way he saw it, And Krishna consciousness helps us to see that kindness comes either in a bottle or in some other form. Even a warm gun, even a smoking gun might be a kindness that we get. Who knows? But Prabhupada said when the devotee said to him, what happens when the bombs come, or they fall, they drop? Prabhupada said, this is the bomb Krishna coming for us. So we know that this kindness that we've been shown helps us to pass over the ocean of sorrow, whether it be a nice ending with all the devotees chanting around us and feeling very satisfied on the bed of kindness that the devotees have laid for us, or whether it be the bomb. We don't know when that's going to come. Padam padam yapi padam. Tisham, that is going to happen any time. We have to, and Krishna again comes every year on his Janmashtami day to remind us, guys, come get serious. Do you like the way I look today? The devotees have kindly done this for me, and I want to kindly do this for you. Please surrender to me, and then just at the end of life you will be successful. In fact, you'll be successful before that, you'll know it. I won't leave you on your own. So when I saw this word, I was looking through the different, which one should I do, text one, text two, and I saw the word kindly, and I thought, well, yes, kindly, that's the word I want. Describe the wonderful glories and activities of Lord Vishnu. So there's just a few more. After Narasingha Dev, can anyone remember who came after him? Vamana Dev. And what did Vamana Dev do? Again, he did so many amazing things. Rested the universe back from Bali. Brought the Ganga into the universe. It's very difficult for us to understand these things because they're super mundane. They're superhuman activities. And we think that they only exist in books and films and songs. Well, they do. In the Harry Potter stuff, and there's all this mystical, amazing stuff. And in Star Wars, it's all this mystical, amazing stuff. Where do they get their ideas from? They get their ideas from Srimad Bhagavatam. If you watched Ghosts in the 80s, which none of you are old enough to remember, there was a bit where the Yamadutas come and get this demon. And they pull him off. I don't know if everybody saw the film. Did anybody see it? I won't tell anybody. I won't report you to GBC. Akashini! You did. I'm going to report you to the GBC. But the Yamadudas came and got him. And I jumped up in the cinema. I was with Siddhartha and Gaurangi. I think, I don't know if Sachimata was there. No, she wasn't. She didn't risk coming to the theatre with me because she knows what happens. And I jumped up and went, "It's all in the Srimad Bhagavatam!" And Siddhartha and Gaurangi were like, oh. You know, squirming and melting into their seats and trying to hide. But I got so excited. So these things are actually a reality. Where are they nicking the ideas from, the UFOs from? They exist. They're all coming below the Bhumandala from the Elish planets. They've all got maybe yantra there. They're not interested in mantra. They're interested in yantra, and they're flying about, buzzing about. They all think they're Kirk Douglas swanning around the universe, you know, controlling this one and controlling that one. But they can't get through the coverings of the universe. They may be able to get through the Bhumandala because there's some gaps in it where they know how to get through, but they can't do the other stuff. So, and they're not really interested in Krishna. So they're having too much fun doing their stuff. Arjuna was offered the yantra, and when he was it Maya Danava, when he saved Maya Danava from the forest fire, and Krishna said, don't take the mystery of yantra. It'll all be revealed to you and it'll distract you. So we'd like to know this. There's this boy in Russia and he wants me to regress him back to when he was a UFO pilot to understand the technology. But the comparison is this, that we will get our Swan aeroplane that has got access all backstage to it, access all areas. You know, sometimes we do our concerts, we have those things around our neck and it says access backstage, and we get through everywhere. You can go anywhere you like, meet all the stars and all that stuff. So when you climb on a Swan aeroplane, at the time of death, just your simple, no yantra, ified mind, you're just simple-hearted mind, you can get up through the universe, see all the things that everybody's dying for, like the heavenly planets, go through the coverings of the universe, through Lord Shiva's abode, which is there. Lowest of all is Devidam. Next above it is Maheshdam. Then above that is Haridam. Into the spiritual sky, there's the Viraj river separating the material universes. And there's the causal ocean. And there's the spiritual sky. And up and up and up you go to Galokanami Nijadami Talecha Tasya Devi Mahesha Haridam Asudesha Desha Devi Mahesha Haridam. So they're the top, highest of them all. Is Galoka Vrindavan. Entrance, full entrance for us. So we mustn't get distracted. We must kindly accept Krishna's kindness. And after Lord Nrsingadev, who was it? Parashuram after Lord Nrsingadev. So Parashuram saw that the people who should know better were not knowing better. They were all the leaders of society, Hare Krishna, they were just having a good time. All the kings were having a ball. They thought, that's what life is made for, let's have a ball. And everybody else was, I'm king of the castle, get down, you dirty rascal. Parashuram had to kill them. Drove them off, those he didn't kill, he drove them off to the north. And they settled in the Mlechadeshis of Scandinavia. Scandinavia, where these massive guys used to live, there's still some big ones there. In the early Bhagavad Gita, you see Krishna says, Prabhupada's translation is, and of lords of war, I am Skanda, the lord of war. Skanda, Scandinavians. So all the warriors are coming from there. And they were driven off to the north. So after. Everyone must know who's after Parashuram. Ram. So Ram comes and says, okay, you guys, you blew it. You didn't know, you didn't care to keep the king Kshatriya Dharma, I'll show you what a king means. And boy, did he show us what a king should do. So kindly explain who appeared in that Yadu dynasty. Well, actually, he was he was in another dynasty, but still the Raghu dynasty, but still it's Vishnu Tattva. And then anyone remember who comes after Rudraksh? Sorry? Actually, it's Balaram. Krishna is not avatar. Krishna is avatari. Balaram, as amazing as he is Krishna's first expansion, and he's not different from Krishna, but and he's more beautiful than Krishna. I know Sachi, I know Sachi's getting very upset there. I said Sachi, I think at this point, because I might get a bit heavy, I'll say that and you say no and get a laugh. No, I didn't really, but she doesn't need me to encourage her to say something. So Prabhupada says it in Krishna book. Balaram is more beautiful than Krishna. It's inconceivable. How can God, the all-attractive, make someone more beautiful than him and still remain more attractive? Now, I'm sorry if there's any Balaram lovers here. Sorry, excuse me. I'm sure that he'll forgive me because he loves Krishna more than life itself. But if Balaram is the avatar, Krishna is the avatari, he's sent Balaram. Then after Balaram. He's kind to animals. Lord Buddha, yes. So, Lord Buddha, the animals adore you, for you forbade their sacrifice. Ahimsa bows before you. So, they were doing so much nonsense in the name of the Vedas or the Brahmins, very naughty boys. You know, boys are when they're left to their own devices, and they were, some or other, Kali Yuga's influence was kicking in. And so the Vedas were being misused and abused. So the Lord Buddha came and said, forget this Veda stuff, forget all this God stuff, just behave yourself. Super intelligent. Krishna is the incarnation of intelligence. Buddha is the incarnation of super intelligence. So he manifested a greater ability to, of course, we don't need that much mental expertise to understand who God is. Krishna has already given us that. But for those who were missing the point, Buddha comes, gets them all to surrender to him. He's a hidden. He would deny, of course, that he was the avatar, but he is the avatar for that age, for this age. And he cheats them all. And then, of course, we know then great kindness comes in the form of Madhavacharya, Ramanujacharya, Sridhar Swami, all the great acharyas came in and brought the, of course, Shankaracharya, I should have said before them. Shankaracharya came, re-established the Vedas again, but it took a little bit of time revealing Krishna to us. However, when people call Shankaracharya an impersonalist, or the head of the Mayavad school, he did actually say to the places where he re-established the Vedic culture, he would say to them, do you want your deities back? And they would say, yes, we want them, because most of the temples were built near rivers. And he would dive in the river, and he would come up with deities that had been thrown in by the pujaris who were to re-establish the principles of Vedic religion. So he would establish, but he would deny that they actually, that there was a personality of God. But still at the same time, he re-established deities in all the major temples, and he got them from the rivers nearby. That was, if you read his life story, you'll see that. So then, So the Vedas are re-established by his kindness, and of course everybody knows he's an Ansha of Lord Shiva, and that he had the thankless task of denying Godhead at that time, but re-establishing the Vedas. And then in came the great heroes with their great kindness, Madhvacharya, Ramanujacharya, Madhvacharya, etc., followed shortly by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is kindness and compassion personified. I don't think we can go any further than Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, perhaps we could say Nityananda Ram, or then perhaps we could eclipse him by saying Sri Krishna lifted up Govardhan with his lotus left hand, but Prabhupada lifted up the whole world by his Guru Maharaj's command. So we can see that perhaps even Lord Nityananda has been eclipsed by Srila Prabhupada. And because, again, how would we have access to this knowledge? Someone may have come by now in this time, because it's the age of communication. But you see yourself, the age of communication is so confusing, as well as being liberating. Wow, you can see this, well, you can see that. Look about Gaudiya Vaishnavism and see how many different people have so many different takes on it, and see if you can get to the absolute truth. Prabhupada made it so clear for us that, you know, what the what the pitfalls could be, and how you should do this and you shouldn't do that. He brought to us intact the six Goswami's books. This kindness and this compassion is prevalent. And when I saw that word kind again, I thought today, it reminded me of something that happened last week. I was in Woodstock, and I'd done some shows on the stage and done some kirtan and, you know, bits and pieces, and done some talks. And I was sitting with a Achyuta Gopi. Have you heard of her? You've probably heard of her. You haven't heard of the Beach Boys, you've heard of Achyuta Gopi, and I don't blame you. So she's this marvelous singer. I'd never spoken to her before. I was sitting in the VIP tent, guys. I've got an ice cream and you can't have one. That's how I was going all day long. That's why I'm such a rascal. No, I wasn't really. I was trying to smuggle stuff out to my friends, honestly. So I was sitting next to her by an accident, and then I said, Hare Krishna Maharaj. She said, Hare Bhav. And I thought, well, she doesn't know me, but I said, do you know Gaurangi? So she said, yes, I do. I said, I'm her dad. And so she was interested to say hello to me. So we were talking about America, and America is really having a tough time. We're having a not bad time here. You know, we've got a lot of devotees here, the temples, not just filled with Indians, but also with white and black-bodied people, which is what Prabhupada wanted, which is fantastic. In America, most of the temples are being maintained by the Indian population, which is, God bless them, great, fantastic. But where are all the white and the black devotees gone? Where have they all gone? Well, you know, that's another story, perhaps. But I said to her, what do you think of the answer? And I was thinking she's going to say a self-effulgent acharya. I think she was going to say that. She was going like that. And I was thinking, right, an incredible kirtaniya who's got charisma. I thought she's going to say that. Now she's going to say someone who's chaturvedi, you know, who's learned in all the Vedas. I thought, because she was taking her time answering. And these things were flying through my mind. Like they would. I don't know what. And she turned around, she went, kindness. And it really hit me, because it's something that I feel strongly about. Not that I'm very kind, but I'm trying to be kind. So it's my mission to be kind, or at least to act in a decent way to people. So it really hit me so hard, because I was thinking, it's got to be the self-effulgent acharya. You know, there's got to be that one. That kindness. And I went like that, and she went, oh. And I said, you so shocked me. And then I thought, and she said, when we go to different temples, we get blocked here, we're not appreciated that. The arts are very minimized. You know, sometimes they ask you to come a long way and they perhaps don't appreciate you, or they stick you here or stick you there, and they don't give an honorarium, which actually they should have. Really, they should. Prabhupada would want that. Because they've spent their whole life doing it, and if you don't support them, they won't be able to carry on. They'll have to go back and do their jobs. Now, you know, that's almost another issue. But then she started talking about Srila Bhakti Tita Swami, Srila Radha Swami, how many times they've spoken about this kindness, this care, this concern, and how it should be going on. This morning I still hadn't thought of what I was going to try and talk about. And then I thought, wow, Krishna's so kind. And I looked around and I thought, I get most from looking at people, looking at them. So I was looking around and then I realized I hardly knew anyone from the old days, for me, 84, when Sachin and I started to come. And I was thinking that probably Sachin doesn't know too many people from this time. They're all gone. Now, some of them may have gone on to higher things, you know, other services elsewhere. I say higher things. And some of them may, just be not here today but a lot of them have just gone. And I was thinking that it's not an easy path, you know, hardly anyone knows me in truth. It's so difficult to know him in truth, because you've got to stay through all the struggles and the hardships, and every one of us has got our karma. Even when we're initiated, our karma is minimized or gone, but still there's the parabdha karma from our previous life. We've got to deal with that one. It's tough, and I know many of you personally. And I know some of your stories, and it's tough. Each person, if I look around you and catch your eye, I know something about you, and I know something you've been through or going through, and it's not easy. But we must get cleansed. We must be cleansed for that moment when we're ready for Krishna. So please forgive Krishna. His kindness comes in different ways. I was saying the bomb or the accident or the upset. I remember years ago Srila Bhakti Tita Swami Maharaj telling a story about this devotee. Said, oh yeah, this devotee was chanting 16 rounds, and then after some years he got disenchanted or whatever, got upset and left. And then the time of death, instead of him going back to Godhead, he was brought in front of Yamaraj. And Yamaraj said, But you were initiated by Sri Prabhupada. You were chanting 16 rounds, weren't you? Chandragupta, show me. Yes, he said, but I had the wrong temple commander. You know, and that's what his excuse was. Now the thing is, we know that sometimes this hellish stuff happens, and people who should know better, some of them are higher than us, treat us nastily or dismiss us or whatever. And it may or may not be justified the way they're acting. So, but some of this stuff blows out devotees. So this kindness is needed. Myself, I'm sure I've blown out a few people. But I've tried to not do so. I've tried to mind my mouth and not, you know, say. Because I had an unfortunate occasion where someone was out of order and I told them so, but in no uncertain circumstances, and I lost my taste for chanting. And I have to say, Sachin will even tell you, I had a strong taste for chanting. I had lost it for years and years and years, and I still haven't really got it back. So you may be right, you may be justified in everything you're saying, but you have to be careful how you do it to people, because you might break their hearts forever. And getting justice, is something that we should think twice about. So, Chunadapisuni Chena Tara Apisa. This is great kindness, to understand this great kindness, the personification of compassion and kindness is giving all the goods. Please try to tolerate, try to think that you aren't too much to shout about. A Christian has been very kind to me. I couldn't take 10 more life. It would be too much for me. I need some comfort. I've got a Venus exalted, sun exalted, exalted couch potato. So I need a nice house. So I've got a nice house. Christian's so kind. Gives me a nice house. He lets me come and do a little bit. I go and do some austerity. He who fights and runs away lives to fight another day. So that's my mantra. So I come and do a little bit and then run away. Come and do a little bit, run away. Come and do a little bit, run away. So Krishna has allowed me to stay around. Some of the boys who fought head on and the girls fought head on and now are gone. Some of them don't like ISKCON. Some of them are other maths. Some of them don't like Krishna even. It can happen to people like us. So, you know, this kindness and compassion of the avatar, he came, is protected, defeated, protected, and re-established. There you are, that's all right. Just as little kids, you know, someone comes to beat us up. The father comes and says, please leave my son alone, or he teaches us how to put our own dukes up to fight our own battles, and then says to the other boy, please don't do that, and, you know, etc., etc., and then tells the boy how to perform the protection that will keep him safe. So Krishna does exactly that to us. He shows the bullies, guys, that's wrong. Take this because you've gone past the point of return. Guys, you're okay now? Okay. Now I'll reconstitute, put you in the right position. But please, don't step outside of the Vedic teaching. Krishna said, I have created this. Right at the beginning, he sends forth men and demigods, all this stuff, and the Vedas. What to do? Say, guys, you shouldn't really be here, but if you insist on being here, or you've got to be here, at least stay the line. At least stay inside within these parameters. You'll be safe then. Of course we... Oh, what's over there? What's that? The same stuff that brought us from the spiritual world to here also takes us from here to the darker places in the material universe. So Krishna never stops being kind. He never stops coming and trying. And even when we can't see him still, he's laboring night and day to deliver us. You can just imagine that he's in every atom. And we're thinking, I'm lonely. He's sitting within our heart, and we're thinking, I'm on my own. This is just you. Krishna's deserted you. He hasn't. We've deserted ourselves. We've forgotten to keep our guard up. Our guard is Krishna. You know, can't walk into the ring and stick your chin out. You've got to if you're going to walk into the ring, you've got to be versed at what happens. What's ring craft? What is it? What does it mean? What do you do? I can do all the moves. Okay, that's still good shadow boxing. Now there's another someone else. Maya's in the ring with you, and she knows all the moves. What are you going to do? Who can defeat Maya? No one. So either don't get in the ring, or get in the ring fully Krishna conscious. You can't get in the ring because you know it's not the place for me. Fantastic. You're not foolish, you're wise. So you just chant Hare Krishna, keep your nose out of trouble. If you're going to get your nose in trouble, you've got to really take Krishna with you all the way there. And of course devotees do take chances to go out on the streets distributing books, Harinam. They go to their work places who are not living in a temple, and they try to give Krishna to so many people. And sometimes they get laughed at or derided. So everyone takes a chance for Krishna. Tikka dance on Krishna. So, and because Krishna's given us the music, thank you for the music. So, he's given us, I crossed the stream, Viraja River, I had a dream, Prabhupada's dream. So Abba, even Abba are totally, completely convinced about Krishna. They may not know exactly who's the source of everything, but they're thanking someone. I believe in angels. There's one, there's another bunch, there's another bunch. There they are. So you're all angels. We're fallen angels, and maybe one or two of you are Nitya Siddhas, but most of us are Nitya Bhattas. And we have to take this kindness seriously. This is the day to renew our vows and re-establish kindness in this country. Is it a good idea? If we do, we will see so many. Hey, Hare Krishna Bryce. Hare Krishna, nice to see you. Thank you for coming. If we do, oh my God, we're going to have such great times ahead. There may be happiness ahead. Not trouble ahead, happiness ahead. Beyond our belief. We might even need to go back to the spiritual world. We may re-establish it here. It takes a bit of blood, sweat and tears. There's another group from the 70s. And what do they sing? What goes up must come down. Spinning wheel, spinning round. They were talking about the wheel of samsara. How are you going to... Someone over there. So he's talking about the spinning... I thought, what are they talking about? What must go up? And then I thought, well, perhaps rockets do go up. They're going to come down. And I was thinking, what does it mean? Then I realized they were talking about the wheel of samsara. This time, look, you're at the top of the wheel. Like in Olympics. Sorry, I was watching the Olympics yesterday. I'm getting a bit slower, getting a bit weaker. Nobody wants to know now. And unless you're very lucky and you get used by the BBC as a commentator and years later, people pass you on the street. I used to be famous. There was a point in time when everybody knew my name. And then a few years later, nobody knows your name. What goes up must come down. So here we go. So, but we break the rules. Krishna is the rule maker. If he's the rule maker, what is he? He's also the rule. He can break them. He can take us up beyond the ups and downs. Abrahman Guvano Loka Puna Avraja. Krishna's born. Highest planet, lowest planet. You'll go there, you'll be there, up times, down times. Sideways as well. You've been everywhere. I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere. That song by Lonnie Dunningham. And we have. And what have we got for our trouble? Bunch of trouble. You can say, no, my life's all right. How can it be all right when people are suffering around you? How can it be? I've got good karma. If any astrologer does my chart, they say, in fact, you've got a fabulous chart. And I go, yeah, someone else told me that. And I think to myself, but why am I not really happy? Because other people haven't got fabulous charts. And I've got to live with them. I've got to meet them. Some of them want a bit of what I've got. And someone want a bit of me. So, you know, how can we be happy? Now, seriously, if you see people suffering, how can we be happy? So I got this Venus exalted. He wants to see everything beautiful. He looks around, and it's not everything beautiful. People, you know, people are leaving their husbands, leaving their wives, hurting their children. You know, this is going on and on and on. Kali Yuga, like Srila Radhanath Swami was saying, even just the most inconsequential thing starts a fire. There's the two reeds in the water. The wind of the Kali Yuga blows. They rub. They don't hate each other. They just rub. What comes? Fire comes. The whole thing's like, whoa, it's all going. So Kali Yuga is all pervasive. And just even without doing it, you know, you misinterpret someone, misunderstand something, and off it goes. And then we jump to the offensive. So when we see people coming, you know, okay, so maybe they were not too out. Sometimes the stinky feet get me in summer. People come in with stinky feet. And that really does me an orgasmic breath. Does me in. Can't stand it. Something about, I must have laid some stinky trips on a few people in previous life. Or, I was thinking the other day, I could have been a vampire because you can kill them in violet. You can kill them with garlic, they can't stand it. So I was thinking, actually, these are a bit long. I look around at other people, and some of them a bit shorter than mine. And I think, hang a second, maybe I was. So stinky feet, I can't stand that, and garlic breath, I can't stand it. But I just think, tolerate. Okay, you could say, look, if it's a person who's got smelly feet because they, you know, they're in circumstances, and you can't do any service, because I say, okay, today I smelled some stinky feet. I'm doing the class. And I say, I know some of you can't do any service of Krishna, but if you could think, today I'll come without any smelly feet for Krishna, that would be a service. And Krishna will accept it as such. And you know what? He will. He does. Atram pushpam palam toyam yonga. And he's just so kind. Remember, actually, it's not Krishna's movement. Krishna's passé, his last, you know, sorry to speak about you, Lord, on your birthday, but your last year's, or last yuga's crushed velvet. It's Lord Chaitanya's movement. Lord Chaitanya, we've got a chance. Krishna, we might have a chance with. Lord Chaitanya, we definitely got a chance. And even if he forgets, because his name is Dosha Darshi, he doesn't see any faults, but even if he does see a fault, Nityananda goes, hey, excuse me. Lord Chaitanya comes running, Jagga, Mada, off with your head. Sudarshan! Please, Lord. You said in this age, no weapons. Only weapons, and the only armor that we should wear, Hare Krishna Rama, that's our armor. And the only weapon is the holy name, please. Oh, okay. So it was Lord Chaitanya's, Lord Nityananda, more merciful than Lord Chaitanya. Sri Krishna lifted up Govardhan with his lotus left hand, but you lifted up the whole wide world at your Guru Maharaj's commands. So we may have not known Prabhupada, but we can know him through being kind, carrying out his orders, being compassionate like it. Just, we want to be a chip off the old block. You know, they say, he's a chip off your father's block, and got this quality that your dad has got. So he's our dad, he's our granddad, he's our gramps. My grandson started calling me Gramps the other day. So I thought, that's funny, you know, Gramps. Gramps Jayadev, that's okay, I'll go for that. So our Gramps, Srila Prabhupada, we've got to take a few chips off of his block. What are they? Let's choose kindness, because it's doable. We may not be a book distributor. We may not have the strength or the ability or the skills to do so many different services. But we can at least be nice. It makes such a mark on people. You can just be out there and just be nice and be humble. You see it, and you quietly... Nobody... You can't... There's no scores for it. There's no scores. No, you can't come bring back a big book score or a lot of Lakshmi with it. You can't. But it's seen by the super soul. It's seen by that person. And who knows that humility, that kindness that you exhibit. Just getting off your fanny and just standing up for someone on the train, and you're dressed as a devotee, and someone comes and sits in your seat. People watch it. All the people who didn't give their, all the men that should have given their seats, all the younger ladies that shouldn't give their seats didn't give it, but the Hare Krishna did. They saw it. They're touched forever. They will never forget it. Never. If you saw it, would you forget it? It goes in, doesn't it? So deep. Kindness. Then these temples will fill with the people who've gone away. They'll hear it's a place where, oh, it's not like that anymore. There's so many people living on the periphery right now who are thinking about it's Lord Krishna's beautiful birthday, but they have another dream of coming to the temple again because that one hurt me or upset me, or, and it may be their stuff, it may not be their stuff, but whatever. It's our stuff now. We've got to bring them back. And they may or may not appreciate it, but Prabhupada will appreciate it. Why? Because he tried to bring us back from birth after birth after birth. So if there are people out there who've gone, we should try to keep in touch with them. So that when me and Sachimata come next year, there'll be loads of people that we knew from the 80s here, as well as you beautiful souls. It'd be nice. And it's not impossible. It just means... reach out. The temptations. Be tempted. That's one of the temptations that I think from the 1760s. Reach out and I'll be there. So reach out and Krishna will be there to facilitate. And if that person won't come back, someone near him or someone close to him or someone around him will see your nature and think, I like that person. What are they into? What are they on? Oh, sorry, I think I've gone too late. Jai Mataka, is it too late? It's 9:45. Is that okay? Carry on? A bit longer.
Okay.
Now, here's someone who's been around from the 70s, I think.
No.
Is it 80s?
1980.
1980, yeah. So he's one of the longest standing devotees here, Jai Tripurabhu. And he's got a lovely smile. And he's very soft and gentle. His wife was Vilasini. Mataji, who was a great pujari for Radhananda Mishwara in the 70s. Was it Vilasini, Mataji?
80s to
90s. 80s to 90s, was it? I just knew her from when we started coming, 83, 84. And she's left her body, gone back to Godhead. And she was a great example of determination. It's a nice service that she used to do for the deities. And I remember that her grip on her japa beads when she left her body was so tight that I think no one could even open her hand. It was so she was fixed, completely fixed on Radha and Krishna. And Krishna says, one who remembers me at time of death. Bingo. It's going to happen for you. It's going to happen for you. It's going to happen for you. Why don't you believe it? Today, Krishna's come again to remind you. You're a success. You're all successes. Just a little bit of endeavor on this path is going to not just save you, but deliver you. Deliver us. Why should we put it off? Why should we not want to love Krishna? He's so beautiful. Krishna is more glorious than a monsoon cloud. Have you ever seen a monsoon cloud? Really, seen one? They're quite amazing. They're very deep, dark blue and massive and foreboding. But they're beautiful. You can't take your eyes off them. And then they come and shed the mercy rain. Krishna is more glorious than a monsoon cloud. More glorious than that. You look at it's blossomed in the sky. Krishna's blossomed on the sky of our heart today in his appearance day. He's more glorious than more. He's a splendid garment. Flashes like lightning. Have you seen lightning?
Yeah.
Have you been at a time when the whole vista is clear to you and you've seen it doing its fork lightning and its sheet lightning and its different types of lightning? It's just amazing. And you can see. It's not just white, it's gold. You can see it. You can see it's gold. So this is Krishna's dhoti. So Krishna is more glorious than a monsoon cloud. His splendid garment flashed like lightning. His handsome face shames the graceful moon. Sometimes on those hot days, on those hot Purnima days, and you look up and you see the moon. He just rises in the sky. He's so majestic and cool. You know, like Lord Nityananda's feet are, those cool moons multiplied by 1,000. Nitai Pada Kamala, Kotisha Chandra Shushitala, Nitai Pada Kamala. So Krishna's garments, his face shines like the moon, his handsome face shines. Disgraces or dismisses the moon. And his restless eyes soar like chattered birds. So chattered birds, have you seen like wagtails? How fast they go, and they're always on the go, aren't they? So Krishna's always looking, where is pleasure? Where is my lover? Where is my beloved? Is Krishna's an addict? Now, you know, he's the only bona fide addict that we are allowed to worship. All the other addicts, they're not so good. We know that we've had fights with our inner the two dogs who fight inside. We fed the bad dog a few too many pakoras sometimes, and and he starts to win, isn't it? And then we, our old addictions come, oh, God, I have a bit more of that. Oh, just one of them. Oh, God, I can only, you know. And maybe you don't do it. Maybe we don't do it. Sometimes I think, oh, oh, why must I be a teenager in love? So I say, I used to say, Jayadev, shut up. Then the other day I started to say, not Jayadev, Jayadev's all right. John, the guy I listen to, you shut up. And I tell him to behave himself and have a good talk to him. So that's been a good one. So if you have that problem, you're initiated. Just talk to who you were, not to who you are. Who you are now is great. So so Krishna's just arranging for so many wonderful things for us to happen. But if we follow his process, then we can become addicts again. We can swap our addiction for the material world for something really special. And it doesn't give up on you. So my poor old son, he said, I'm scared of the spiritual world. I'm scared of eternity. And I thought, why should we be scared of eternity? We're already living in it right now. We're already enacting eternity, but in a temporary sort of format. But I feel sorry for him for that, because it must be a really big fear for him. But we've got to give up. We've got to be free of fear. And I'm still so many things I'm afraid of. But don't get discouraged. We mustn't get discouraged. I just think, well, Krishna will take it away. I'm thinking, oh no, I'm going to get born again. And I've got to go through that birth canal. Oh no, I am so scared of that. I can't tell you how scared I am of being in a confined space. I'm really scared. I'm terrified of it. I'm terrified of it. Worse than I'm terrified of flying. So I'm full of fears. And I'm thinking, oh my God, after that, if I survive that, school. Now some of you go, oh, I got all my things in school. It was great. Good for you. Wonderful. I'm envious of you, seriously. But for me, it was Stalag 39. It was a place where you get punched in the face by the teachers or the kids, put your head down the toilet for a flush for the welcome to the freshmen, whatever you were. It was a place where nothing made any sense. I wasn't that bright. I was quite good at English. I was useless at maths. I could understand numbers. I could unbuild my times tables. That's all I needed. I couldn't understand where maths would fit in my life. I couldn't understand where trigonometry or all the other things would fit in my life. I already knew I was going to be a musician. I already knew this is not for me. But still, smash, bash, crash, you know. There's a song by the Beatles, I have to admit, it's getting better. Do you know that one? They turn me around, put me down, turn me around, filling me up with their rules about the teachers. The teachers who taught me weren't cool. Turn me around, you know, filling me up with their rules. But I have to admit, it's getting better. It's getting better all the time. You can't get no worse. But why is it getting better? Because they were engaged unknowingly in Krishna's plan. They were the GCSEs now, but they were the GCEs for music, because on the wave of that music, on the crest of that wave, was the nectar of change in music. And as that music started to change people's hearts, people softened. They started to think perhaps there was something else. Then George came along, not with the GCSE, but the PhD in music, and said, my sweet Lord, my Lord. And what do we want? We really want to know you, don't you?
Yeah.
We really want to show you love, but it takes, don't, George was right, it takes so long. Someone, Shipram Babaji Sama, times down at the Sasuras chanting, if you're lucky, you're going to get peaceful very quick. Most of us aren't that lucky. It takes a bit of time. Follow the process and to fall in and follow me. That's another song from the Forces. Fall in and follow me. That's what you've got to do. Just fall in and follow Prabhupada. And then very quickly you start to get Shipram Bhavati down. You become righteous and attain lasting peace. Where will that? Is this going to be peace? No! Peace! I'm bored. hold of it. I've got so much peace that's coming out of my ears. I can sit at home, watch my back garden, watch the squirrels go up and down. There's tons of peace there. No problem. I can't hardly even hear the traffic. The neighbours, some of them are noxious, but there's a big high wall. Peace, there's peace. I've got peace. But peace is boring. All of you have been in the Brahman. You've been in Brahman. All of you. Please believe me, you have been in Brahman. That's peace. That's way beyond suburbia peace. That's real. Wow. But you came out of it. Why? It didn't fulfill the ticket. I've got peace. It's no good. We want ecstasy. Well, some of us have even had ecstasy. But that's not even enough. We want love. That's all you've got to do. Fall in and follow me and you'll get it. Fall in and follow Jayanti Thai. Do anything he asks you to do. And what will happen? Success. Everything is pointed to that success. My sweet Lord, I really want to know you. Krishna said, okay, I can deal with that. Oh, Prabhupada appears. Right at the time when the Beatles appeared. George Harrison was following the devotees. The devotees weren't following. He said, I finally found you. I've been trying to get you guys. I've been playing your record, Prabhupada singing. I've been praying it for months. Finally, I found you. These people were sent as, when George said, oh, I'm a demon, I'm feeling bad about himself because this and that and the other that he did. Prabhupada said, no, you're a demigod. So we're looking at lots of demigods here. We're looking at lots of great yogis and munis. Mostly, that's what you are. But there's a little step you have to take, and that is Samara the Sarvadharma Parichetya, Mama Kama Sharanam. We've got to surrender. Talk to myself. We've got to surrender. If we surrender, what's there? You've had the tastes. When you surrender on those odd days, I'm talking myself again here, what happens? You get a taste. Just even for with non-devotees, just doing non-devotional stuff. The other day, I go round to my mum's. I'm busy. My mum needs a little bit of help and stuff. She's old. She's a devotee, of course. But I'm thinking, oh, I've got to get around there. I've got to do this, I've got to do that. My mum talks quite a bit like a mother, like son. And she talks quite a bit, but she's really nice. And you can say, mum, can I just say something? And she's yelling there. She's not one of those people just buttonhole you. But I think, I've got to go around, I'll do that, I've got to try and then I went around there and I thought, all right, okay, mum, would you like to go shopping? Yeah, she's very frail, so it takes a long time to walk her to shops, but it's 200 or 300 yards. And then got around the shops, got to the comeback, sat down, I thought, right, gonna go now, mum, see you later, put the stuff in the fridge, I'm off, And then I thought, why don't I just make a couple of rolls from the things I've got, some. Made a couple of rolls, put some avocado in it and some cheese, offered it the best I could, came in with a cup of tea and a thing, and sat down and thought, there you are, mum. And she was very pleased. And so I went, came back to home, and I'm thinking, I feel very ecstatic. And I was thinking, why am I feeling ecstatic? Didn't do very good rounds today. Finished them, but they were, just schnick, schnick, schnick and stuff. Oh yeah, time of death. This is two characters. Jayadev, they come to see Jayadev. And then, and I go, whoa, who are you? And he goes, I'm Schnick and I'm Robbery. Schnick and Robbery have come to see me. I'm Schnick and Robbery, Schnick and Robbery. And they come and see me at time of death. I'm there. No! Schnick and Robbery come and carry me off. So anyway, so I was thinking, why am I feeling ecstatic? I was feeling very happy, not ecstatic, but extremely happy. And I thought, you took some time for your mother. You just took some time. Instead of going there doing what you got to do and get off with your important life and important world, writing songs to liberate the world. I can remember there was a picture of the Bee Gees. There was a group called the Heebie Jeebies. And they were a send-up of the Bee Gees. And they sang these songs. They were doing these Bee Gees songs, but they took the mickey out of them. And they had a hairdryer, like that out picture. Their picture of their album was like them standing like that. and they had long hair, and it's all blowing back in the breeze like this. But you look in the corner and you saw an hair dryer. And then, if I, my life would be all right if I could see it on the silver screen with the hair going back, you know, and all that stuff. But it's not going to be. I'm just an old, I won't say the word, but it rhymes with tart. And old people do a lot of them. But the thing is that just a little bit of service and you get a sign from Krishna. Yes, like it. Make her happy. You do something you didn't want to do for someone and you feel happy afterwards, isn't it?
Yeah.
Radha's nodding. He knows. You know. You've seen it as well. Anyone else done it? Baba Bhakti is still to do anything for anyone. She's awful. Hare Krishna, she's lovely, really. So, anyway, just put yourself out to be kind to those nearest and dearest to you. And let next year, when you don't invite me because you know what nonsense I'm, what kind of weird classes I give, but at least I'll come and I'll see the new people that are here, plus some of the old ones. And it's great to see them. Prabhupada wants them back. When I first joined Krishna Consciousness, I jumped in my car. I don't know what possessed me to think who I was, because I was doing a bit of healing and helping the devotees with that. But I drove all over the country finding old Srila Prabhupada disciples who had left the... And I just would knock on their door, say hello, just become friends with them and go through stuff with them, you know, try to give them whatever I could. You know, not, I was, because it was a patronizing activity. I didn't realize it at the time. I just thought, let me help these people. But I was wrongly situated, but because I was rightly situated, Krishna protected it. Some were appreciated, perhaps some didn't. But the fact is, we have to keep reaching out. We can so easily give up on people. He's done this again. Oh, no. But everyone is fighting a massive battle. Everyone. Like sometimes people think, because I've got good karma, that my life's all right all the time. But I've got friends, I've got family members, and sometimes I've got pain in the posterior as well, that as you get older you get, with prostate enlargements and stuff. And so people think, he's all right, but what about us? But everybody's fighting a battle of some sort. So if you're not worrying about your prostate, you're going to worry about your grandchildren, or this or that and the other. So the world is our children. And we're going to have some inconveniences doing this service. But what? Tell me, please, if you can tell me now, if there's a better service, tell me about it, and if it is really, truly better, it's not just some aberration of your mind, I'm going to be with you on it, and let's do it. But just be kind. For the devotees who are putting out the holy names out there on a daily basis, whether it be in book form or name form, don't have any doubt. Prabhupada said, even if they touch these books, their life has changed. I'll tell you just one of Jayadev's weirdo stories, one more. Just tolerate me. Two girls came to see me, two nice devotee girls, Indian girls. Why are we devotees in this life? What's happened? What did we do in a previous life? So I took them back to previous life. One of the girls was an Indian girl who, in a previous life, who had done so many things, but had fallen short of pure bhakti. She took, again, birth. Her sister, when I took her back, she was a black boy in New York. And I said, did you ever come in contact with devotees? Yeah, man. And she started speaking a bit like that. Yeah, man. So I said, did you get a book? Sure. So I said, did you read it? No, man. So I said, what did you do? He said, put it on the shelf, man. So I said, okay. But did you? Oh, man. But he liked them. He liked the devotees. He appreciated the devotees. He was touched by a book. Next birth, directly born at the manor. It's going on. But we don't know. Your kindness, your holy names that don't seem to bear any fruit at the time, your books that don't seem to bear. They're getting their punya, they're getting their price when it's created for them. It's coming up. One lifetime, and they will come. They'll come to their farms, to our farms in the thousands. They'll come to our thousands. And where do they have to be? They have to be places where people are welcome. Tree pads on the door, and he's great. I love it. I love it when he's around. The people who are not so nice, he's somewhere else has a nice way of dealing with them. But people are new, he warm, welcomes them. If you ever see Jani Tai Bhagavati, they're beautiful, beautiful beings. I would definitely try to join up, even maybe, I don't know about shagging up, but I'd have tried to join if they would have been temple presidents, and the president's wife in the 80s. No disrespect to people who were, but they are liberated people. They understand the background to which most of the people are going to come to Krishna, and they're full of the milk of human kindness. And the people who follow them, Bhata, all of you guys here that I see, they're just super, 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 super beautiful people. And the girls, Kaushini, every one of you, I can't remember all the names, but there's such deep, deep people here, there's some profound people here. It's working. Don't doubt that on this Krishna Janmashtami day, you haven't walked forward a little step. Even if this last year you've had a fall down, you made some mistakes, you wanted to go somewhere else, don't think that it's ever only guard against offences to the devotees. They're the toughest. I told you what happened to me, all my chanting went, just by getting justice. Know that some or other Krishna's got to purify us. And he might do it in a way that we don't think is just. I said to my Guru Maharaj, how should we deal with or think about injustice? He says, we should never tolerate injustice. He said, however, there is no such thing as injustice. So I think what he was saying is, if you see it in others, you should try to do something in the best way you can. But if it's happening to you, you should try to dig deep with him and see what you can learn from it. Painful stuff, and it comes in such a way that you think, okay, the other stuff, but not this, I ain't taking this. But this is just the place where this is our vulnerability, and we have to, if like you're going in the ring and you've got all the qualities, you've got a knockout punch, you've got so many good things, but your trainer says watch out for the left jab of this guy, you're vulnerable to the left jab. You've got to watch out for a left jab. If he gives you a left jab, don't say you've not been told. If he beats you as a result of it, don't turn around to the trainer and say, I'm sacking you and getting someone else. Say, perhaps I should listen. And this is our process, it's listening. We all want to be heard. No one wants to listen. I want to be heard. I want to sing the song, I want to do the class, I want to have everyone love me. I don't want to be heard. Scary stuff to be heard, to hear. I mean, I want to be heard, but to hear. But what is hearing? Not necessarily a devotee telling something. Just reading a book. You've got to read with quality. Like sometimes you just read that, and go, oh yeah. But if Chintamani Dharmajiji was at the manor, she takes Prabhupada's purports together to pieces, like and just. With a fine-tooth comb. I can't. I'd probably never get to that point. But I can see when someone acts in a nice way and try to copy that. Anyone can do that. It's ABCs. ABC, it's so easy. Falling in love with you is so easy. It's so easy, like taking candy from a baby. It is. One and one and two. All these songs are about Krishna. It's so easy. But why do we make it hard? We want to justify something, defend something, make a point. And sometimes to make that point, we walk out the door and never come back. So, Krishna's Janmashtami, Ishvara Paramaha Krishna Satchi Ananda Vigraha Nadi Adi Govinda Sarva Karma Karma. Krishna has this beautiful body. Krishna is
he has a body, Vishwaraha Parama Krishna, so there's no one beyond him. So take your troubles, wrap up your troubles in your old kit bag, and shine, shine, shine. How will we shine without Krishna? We've got to give him our old kit bag and say, is this a regulation or not? What's in here, Lord? And he say, there's a few dodgy chocolate bars in there, or a packet of fags. All right, I know you're not smoking, but I know you keep them for, you know, time and prayer. Get rid of the fags, get rid of that. How are you going to shine unless I put empty your old bag of all your, you know, the stuff, our stuff, and put in my stuff, carry my stuff. Boy, you're going to carry that weight. What weights are we carrying? We're going to carry the burden of our blinking false ego, which is massive, is heavier than the blinking earth. Isn't it? If you think about it, it is. You might be able to stand, but after some time you can't. You stagger. You stagger and you say, no, perhaps I did it my way. It was wrong. Maybe we should do it your way. And you do Krishna's way. And if we do it Krishna's way, what happens? We start to become happy. We start to become peaceful. Occasionally we feel some bliss. Occasionally we might even get a glimpse of what love is. I want to know what love is. I want you to show me. We want you to show me. Someone has to show us. Prabhupada has shown us. The spiritual masters have shown us. The devotees around us now are showing us. Jani Tai shows us. You could have had a successful career. You threw it up. My spiritual master could have gone to the top in anything. He's so experienced in everything. He knows something about everything. How could they do it? I've just been back. Indrajuma Swami. He's just doing this. If you want a miracle, just go and see what they're doing. Go to the Dham. Go to see what Maharaj is doing every year. Come to Soho Street and despite all that happens here, and all the craziness of Soho, and things, it goes on. Why do you want more miracles before you believe? Want a miracle? Two people touch their genitals together and get a baby. And you go and see that baby born. You cannot believe it. It's a miracle. Just that. It happens. And you think, oh, you'll be so great. You want to see a miracle? Scientists, they're so brilliant. They know everything almost, you know, in terms of what we know. And yet they still don't believe in God. That's a miracle. The heaviest thing, apart from my false ego, the heaviest thing on earth is us. If you ever try to lift up a big bag of rice, it's so heavy. Just think how many bags of rice comprise out the weight of the earth. Trillions and trillions and trillions and trillions. How heavy is that? And yet, it's floating, weightless. Explain it. It's a miracle. It's round. No, it's not. It's flat. It's a miracle. Oh, that thing there, that stupid thing there, it's eating grass. It makes milk. It's a miracle. You could sit now, and to the end of the day, you could write out 1,000 miracles in your life. Just the fact that some or other you got enough money for the fare, or enough money for a nice dhoti, or sari today, or enough desire. Somehow welled up in your heart to bring you here. It's a miracle. Everything is against it. Everything is against it. Stay, watch the Olympics. Sleep in. You had a heavy night last night. You slept badly last night. It's all right. Go later. No, you're here. It's a miracle. And you are so, so precious. Krishna is so, so appreciating us. Never gonna give you up. Never gonna. Krishna's never gonna give us up. We may have given up. He's not going to give up. You are everything, and everything is you. Krishna, you are everything. This is the mantra. He's everything. We are not lost to... We are lost to him because we think he's lost to us. He's not. He's there, right now, sitting in your heart, waiting for that moment. Everything I do it for you. Is this true? Come, why are we not breaking our hearts realizing that? Because we still haven't realized it. Why are we not crying when we realize everything I do it for you? It's just Krishna, what he's doing to us. And we're so hard-hearted. I know these things. And I've been around longer than most of you and still thinking, snick, snick, ram, ram, snick, snick, ram, ram, snick, snick, ram, ram, snick, snick, ram. Oh, I said, yeah, yeah, he done that, he did. He shut my finger in the gate in 1992. She said, Haribol with a funny sort of attitude, 87. That one didn't bow down to me. And so it goes on, isn't it? That person there doesn't think my class is any good. They're not laughing. Look, he's not laughing like it's he is not. Should I have an attitude about it, or should I ask why is he not laughing? Maybe because you're not funny. Maybe the others are just kind. The others are just kind, and he's just feeling, no, this is Krishna Janmashtami. Whatever the reason is, it's down to you, Jayadevi. It's your problem, not their problem. Work on yourself. And so each of us have to do like that. So, hey, let's sing. Can we sing?
Able.
So, please forgive me, Lord, for doing the bad stream about the class.
He's got this sense of humor.
But Krishna, yeah, they cut jokes like anything up there, you know? And if sometimes you stand outside Shivaram Swami's house, you hear him, Govinda Maharaj, laughing their heads off. And I've seen Radhav Swami laughing his head off too. And Srila Bhakti, I've seen him laughing too. So I'm not saying they're laughing. So, yeah. Nice. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jaya. Srila Prabhupada ki jaya. Iskam Guru Vrinda ki jaya. Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda ki jaya. Sri Krishna Janmashtami ki jaya. Maha Maha Mahotsav ki jaya. That's all about now. Okay, can I just... Oh, can I give this to someone? Who feels they could really do it? That lady wants it. Okay, could you give that to that lady there, please? So, Woodstock was great, Jai. I mean, you've probably been there, have you? I think 1 year you have to go there and see for yourself what's going on. It's quite phenomenal. No, it's phenomenal, full stop. So many kirtans. And there's 700,000 people there. So the devotees have got a village of peace on the side. Katie, you've been there, haven't you? You've danced there, haven't you? In front of thousands. Kaylee Chanchal, she's a great, great little dancer. I taught her everything I know. And, so Woodstock is Maharaj's invention. And he created a village of peace there. So when they're all tired of their... No, it's so loud. Then you come onto the village of peace for some prasadam. 200,000 plates went out this year for some guitar, some Krishna guitar, to hear, to ask some questions. You know, sometimes they do their thing, you know, but that's life, isn't it? They come in the kirtan tent and they take the mic and then they end up joining because the devotees are used to having people taking the mic out of them. They know how to engage them. This one girl, I was watching from the stage and I was on early. I was on at 3 o'clock. And there was no one in the tent except one or two devotees at the side and some devotees with me on stage. And this girl came along with Krishna Kripa, who's in enthusiasm personified. And they just danced and they just did that. And then as people, you know, some were, you know, maybe drugged or drunk or just inclusive, passed by the tent, this girl, really lovely girl, she just go. And these people who were coming from God knows where, That stuff was going on day and night. It just come from there. This girl just go, come. And the guy grabbed hold of her back. And then someone grabbed. And then after like 10 or 15 minutes, she got a whole group of them dancing in the room, chanting Hare Krishna. It's just incredible. And then Krishna Kripa was dancing as well. And he's a brahmachari, like, so it was generally girls who danced with him. So he was kind of keeping up. Nothing against the girls, but the brahmachari is supposed to keep a little bit of a distance. And so he was trying to encourage them to keep a distance and, you know, and dance. But he did a great job. They followed him, and in the end, they got him, you know. But it was just amazing to see. And then we went up on stage and did a mantra choir. And I didn't know, because they're all sitting there, all tired from the night before. There's about 1,000 people there. And they're sitting in our big tent. This is the big tent, not the kirtan tent. And I thought, how am I going to get these people to do it, you know, to sing this part and another group sing that part and another group sing that part. And so I just did whatever came in my mind, you know. I just said, Krishna, please. And my false ego is too big to fail. So I went, you people sitting over here, the east of Poland, yeah, you know, east of Poland, you, the central of Poland, the people in the central of Poland are great, yay, the west of Poland, you know, and I got them, right, and we got them on board, and then we gave them the mantras, and they ended up chanting Krishna really nicely, and it sounded beautiful. And so then I did a rock set, because I thought, well, you can do another set. So I said, I think I'll do a rock set. So I got these songs from the European Cup finals when I did something in Donetsk there. So I did these heavy rock songs. I got a group of devotees to sing with us, and I got a devotee on a heavy guitar, and I got on the drums and hammered it out and stuff like that, and screamed like as though we were over in the main arena. And they seemed to like that. So everything and anything can be used in Krishna service. But there was a song that I liked by Aditi Dugaha. Have you heard of him?
Yeah.
Oh, he's such a good... So is anybody... Could we have a couple of... Oh, we got a drummer, great. And some cartels. So just 10 minutes of... is there a Hare Krishna? Yeah, please.
Jesus.
Thank you.